Fun night last night down at the hockey barn.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on downtown. Of course, dancing in the district, big party there. Big party at Bridgestone Arena. A wild one last night, as a matter of fact. Predators 6, Capitals 5. They go 3-1 on the four-game homestand to start the season. Matias Ekholm, and then before that, Bonino. And they come, you know, just bang, bang, one right after the other.
I was listening to Pete call the game last night because I was coming back from Columbia. And so Bonino scores, the Paul McCann's doing the PA of that goal, Ekholm scores, and I swear I thought Pete Weber's water broke. He just went nuts. So you had all that happening at the same time over the air, and it was a cool experience. I was actually jealous of those that went to the game there last night because that was one heck of a game.
Yeah, so and Ryan Johansson with a couple goals, Ovechkin, a couple power play goals, and you asked me what I was doing last night. I watched almost all of this when I was in and out of a few of the baseball game just to see what was going on over there. But anyway, Predators 6, Capitals 5. Fun game to watch, man. What a fun game.
Let's start with this first basic thought. Fellas, last night, if someone was attending their first ever Nashville Predators hockey game, You know what they did on the way out? Probably announced very loudly that they would be returning soon, if not to the next home game, or maybe even going over to the box office and immediately purchasing more tickets. That's what kind of night that was. That was the night that builds hockey fans for life and an early candidate for the game of the year for the Nashville Predators. Listen, we knew that one was going to be close. We just didn't know it was going to be that high a scoring. The Caps hadn't been scoring that many goals this season, and now the Nashville Predators with 19 total goals scored through four games. Simply impressive. And Matt Duchene, I'll take this average of 2 points per game for the entire season. No problems right there. Listen, we all know that it can't keep up at quite that pace, but we called it yesterday here on the show. Duchene, with his first goal as a Nashville Predator, also picks up another assist. Now 8 points on the season. He's holding pace with leading the National Hockey League in assists. And you mentioned some of the depth right there, Greg. All four lines contributing last night. Carr gets his first chance to get on the ice this season. Yarncroke moved up to the first line, and that sent everyone in Preds Twitter and social media into a total tizzy. What does he do by the end of the night? Finishes with two assists, almost had the empty netter.
In a tizzy in what way? Were they
the worst. They think Cali Yarncroke. It still goes back to the James Neal Cali Yarncroke debate where, you know, well, if we had only kept James Neal for the last 3 years, then he'd be much better option now. Well, listen, give up on that one, everybody. But Duchene gets his first, also had 5 shots on net, had plenty of other opportunities to convert. Forsberg, another goal and an assist. Johansson, 2 goals. Only his second multi-goal game since coming to the Nashville Predators. We all know Johansson is world-class when it comes to distribution, and he likes to send passes along. But right now, he's putting the puck in the net, and this is outstanding. Ekholm with that other goal. Plenty of Preds with points last night. It's a good night overall, and it's a treat when you get to see one of the best players in the game's history, Ovechkin, score 2 goals, and yet your team still finds a way to win. Pekka Rinne, he was left hung out to dry on some turnovers, some shorthanded 2-on-1s. I don't really put these goals on his fault. The reason the goal total got so high is because, frankly, both teams were pretty loose in their own defensive zone. So, good homestand for the Nashville Predators. 6 out of 8 points to open the season. That puts them at a nice pace right there near the top of the division. St. Louis still in first place. They played the same number of games, 1 point ahead right now. And, well, the Blues, they just keep on winning ever since the midpoint of last season. The Preds wrap up that first homestand. Now they'll head out. They got L.A., they got Vegas, they got Arizona over the next week. Remember to note that start time tomorrow. It's an earlier start time, not your typical prime time or late night West Coast game in L.A. So for the Preds, good first week of the season. Matt Duchene clearly delivering the goods as a free agent. And overall, the Predators playing very, very good hockey. The power play converting, the depth on the offense, pitching in, and the things that we were looking for to improve upon this year, they have done so. Granlund, also Turris, playing very good at this point.
Philip Forsberg is on pace for 82 goals.
And guys, correct? We brought this up yesterday. He is. And we brought this up. Listen, we know that this guy can be a 40-goal scorer in the NHL. We've absolutely seen the way he goes on those hot streaks. The problem has been the last 2 years, well, there's been some injuries involved, but it's been the inconsistency. It took up to 30 games the last 2 years for Philip Forsberg to get just 3 goals. He's already eclipsed that through 4 games in the season. He skating with Matt Duchene and Granlund, they just look like they have such good natural chemistry together. Once they get more experience together, it'll become even more efficient, and they already look pretty incredible out there. And it was Granlund with the work on the half wall. He sends it over to Forsberg, gets it to Duchesne on the other side of the slot, and Duchesne with that easy finish. Those guys can be trading passes and shots and goals like this all season long. I think all three of them are poised to have huge years. And Greg, if you look at it right now, not only Forsberg on pace to break the Predators' all-time goal-scoring record for a single season, but you got multiple players on pace to break the points record of all time, which, by the way, is 85, set by Paul Kariya. Matt Duchesne with 8 points in 4 games. That's a pretty good start to get to that mark. Don't know if he does it or not, but I sure am pulling for him.
Tomorrow, you mentioned 5 o'clock against the Kings, then Tuesday, Vegas, Thursday, Arizona, on the road back here a week from tomorrow night against the Florida Panthers. Predneck Nation out there, right?
Absolutely, and we'll be on live tomorrow morning, game day in Smashville, 5 a.m. We'll be talking all things Nashville Predators hockey as we'll be recapping the possible game of the year with the Washington Capitals, that 6-5 final. It's going to be a hell of a game recap, and then we'll be previewing the L.A. Kings. They've played 3 games so far in the season. They've given up 17 goals, and they haven't played a home game. So tomorrow night, the Nashville Predators will be going into L.A. for their home opener. So it's always a saucy one out in L.A. UC Soros might be getting the start. We'll have it all broken down for you before 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Predneck Nation, right at PredneckNation.com, at Predneck Nation on Twitter. And you can always follow the Renegades of Puck every day on a game day.